welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
Welcome to the program. I'm here with Steve Olscher. Hello.
Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello. You guys are really nice and mellow when you get on my show.
It's the music.
And Richard O'Day.
He does it every time.
I know. So funny.
I felt like I need to run in place for a couple seconds right before.
Just the energy.
I was so relaxed.
So I was driving into the studio today, and I had a thought.
Careful.
I know. Sometimes I think we individually can fight ourselves. And sometimes we just have to call a spade about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny how when we had Suzanne Evans on the show, she just looked in the mirror and said, I am this, this, and this. I can't be that other type of person.
Yeah.
She just admitted who she was.
Yep.
So my question that I was going to pose to you guys, are you okay with you?
Ooh.
Most of the time.
Need the box of Kleenex.
Oh, dear.
Right? That's a good question, right? So I think it really starts then with having to define what you mean by being okay.
Well, I think we run from ourselves.
For sure. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just listening. Yes.
Did I say that? No, I think we can. I mean, we can do it with substances, alcohol, shopping.
Check.
Watching TV. I mean, a lot of things that we can just say, you know what, I want to check out of the world and or just because we don't want to admit something about ourselves, and we certainly don't want someone else to call us out on an aspect of our personality or our behavior or something like that.
Yeah.
And so not to get too deep into it, but basically asking yourself, am I okay with me? And an example of that would be a couple months ago, I looked in the mirror and I'm like, I'm not okay with me being overweight for my build.
Sure.
And I just had that final, okay. It took me a few days to actually commit to losing the weight, which is great. 21 pounds later.
Yay.
4 from my goal.
Oh.
But there are other subtle things about our personalities or the way we make decisions or the way we're moving through our day or how we treat our loved ones or strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I'm not okay. I told my boys to screw off this morning. So, like, not literally, like, go off and play, but, like, you know, screw you guys.
Yeah.
And I actually literally said, you know, screw off. I didn't use the F word, but I did literally say that because of something that they had done. And I could have reacted differently, and it was more about them taking personal responsibility on something that they had done.
One.
And so anyway, no, and it's funny because I don't want to take over your show, Mary.
No, go ahead.
I was at a mastermind. last week, actually, we did our show last Thursday, and then so on the Friday after our show, there was a mastermind with a fairly high-level group of folks that are in the online world, and one of the guys that was there was brought in to lead the group in an exercise, the exercise being something around what he calls the X pill. Are you familiar with this, Richie? No? Okay, so... and Mary, I know you're not familiar with it because you don't watch TV or have the internet. The fun is like Philando Castile. Who's that? So anyway, it's completely a placebo. And what the X pill is it's basically meant to sort of put intention into your body, right? And it's the act of literally taking that pill and creating an intention around it. And it's just filled with like rice flour or something very innocuous. I mean, there's nothing to it, but it's evidently it's really grown in popularity because the exercise around helping people figure out what it is that they want to truly commit to is so powerful. And so he sits down with you, and this is in front of a group of peers, which in and of itself was fairly uncomfortable, but worked through that. And like for me, I'm always like some sort of stimuli away from just like bawling my eyes out.
Really?
Really. Like I am a ridiculously emotional person. Like, I watch a movie, I will cry. I don't know where that's
from. I guarantee you I got you beat.
You probably do. Yeah. So for me, it's like it's always a fight to bury whatever that is that I have chosen to bury over all of these years. And so, like, just sitting there with him and kind of going through these things, I'm just bawling.
Really?
Really. And so, no, I mean, I'm definitely overcompensating. I'm definitely like you were going through your list of like substance abuse, check. Alcohol, sometimes, but check. TV, check. Like, I got four checks on my paper. Like, it's all that's here. Look, I got four check marks on my paper right here. And so why do I do that? I don't know. But I know that I'm trying to bury something or not.
That takes a lot of energy.
I don't know. Because otherwise I might just be like an emotional bawling mess, and that might be worse.
What do you think about that, Richard?
The answer to the first to him, or the answer me answering the question first?
Well,
I would say answering the question first is, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough,
gosh darn it,
people like me.
They really, really
they
like
really
you.
Like me.
All right, Stuart, keep going, please.
Oh man, that's life's question, right? Like, that to me is the epitome of what a balanced life is, to be happy with who you are right now, but still wanting to be all that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the ultimate imbalancing. So am I enough? Right? Because I kind of played around with it there, putting those words in. So is it, am I enough? Am I good? Do I like myself? Yeah, hell yeah. Are there times that I question, you know, what people might think or this or that? It pops in, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
so the reason I'm saying it, are you okay with you? You know what? Overall,
yeah, hell yeah.
Yes. However, the things that I can bring up that kind of like to work on that. I've been told lately by Dave and I guess my daughters that when I want to make my point, my voice, the tone in my voice is really pretty matter of fact, direct. And mm-hmm. it does not elicit, I mean, they don't like it. So mm-hmm. I have to really like, oh, geez, how do I do this? Be very soft. Okay, we need to try.
But then that's not you.
Right.
Then that's trying to be someone that placates them.
Right. So it's okay if I temper it.
But isn't that a balancing act too? Like, yeah, the love languages, are you supposed to speak in your love language or in their love language?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I mean, if you decide you're going to be with someone or you're going to have a child, like, those are, especially the children part, they're like, they're going to be your children forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a balance.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely modifying behaviors, but if you can sum it up, you know what? I'm not sure exactly what I'm not okay with. It's subtle enough. It's subconscious enough. It will come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go, oh, you know, I'm too stern with my voice. Okay, I get that. Does it cause issues in my life? Okay. And then eventually, I think we always strive to be better. We'll address somehow to make things better. Because mm-hmm. no one feels good or happy being snarky or snippy at someone. I mean, you didn't feel good when you left the house after saying that to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you?
I got my point across. No, of course not. No, I mean, yeah. And there were, like I said, there were better ways to have handled that, and I chose the one that was not the better option. So, yeah, for sure.
And that you recognize it.
It'll, oh, yeah, I recognize it. Well, I'm saying it.
Stop right? with the words.
Trying to grab that letter. Oh, it's too late. Yeah.
So, Richard, what is your opinion when Steve had mentioned that if, you know, you open the valve, he'll just cry, and
true,
when will it stop? And
true,
is there, I think there is healing in it. You don't mm-hmm. have to sift through the trash to take it outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to sift through all those emotions to get them out of your body
mm-hmm.
and feel better.
Yeah.
Sounded like you said you were going to ask me a question.
I know,
it
I
turned
was going
into
to.
A statement.
It did.
What do you want to do? We got a minute and a half. What do you think?
Well, what is, okay, let's go back to the tears thing. Holding back or letting them flow? So Dave always teases me because if I watch Cash Cab and somebody wins money, I cry. I like tear up.
Cash Cab. I don't watch anything on TV, but I'll watch Cash Cab.
I like trivia. I love trivia. So there we go, trying to find the question again.
Down to a minute.
It was a minute 27. What do you think about just bearing all? Because you can cry at the drop of a hat too.
Oh yeah, I mean
it's healing.
So, like, are you asking me? Do I think it's good to cry?
Yeah,
hell yes.
Instead of holding back.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yep. I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
not
I mean that's emotion is energy in motion. It's mm-hmm. that's what it's doing. It's moving. It's there. It's the connection to talk to your subconscious.
Yes.
Yeah.
And therein lie answers.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we'll come back to me on another show. How about that? That sounds good. Look at
this
the
is
time.
All good.
Look at the time. Yeah.
Steve just doesn't want you to ask him anything.
We got to go, man.
Yeah, no, we're good now.
All right,
we're good now.
Awesome. I'm okay.
I got to go.
Am I okay with me?
I'm okay.
All right, so check out gowithyourgut.net for my show, The Mary Goulet Show, every Tuesday here at WS Radio at 12 noon. And until next time, thank you guys. Cultivate a rich interior.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.